We missed it because of many others, well, circumstances over the weekend on Saturday and Sunday, because they had a crazy lineup. It was 3 days of just nonstop action.
I can't even begin to tell you where to start with that lineup, but the lineup was insane. I know Ross came out. You had, who came out surprise guest? Yeah, silence.
I have no idea.
Okay, so anyways, we had a lot of surprise guests at the show. It was good. It was a good time. But the important part here is Will was out there, and he covered day one like a champ. So I'm posting all those pictures on 305magazine.com later today, hopefully. See how it goes.
Maybe towards the end of the week, but make sure you guys stay tuned to 305magazine.com.
305magazine.com, so just tune in. You already know.
We've already put some of the pictures up on different...
All of our accounts.
Yeah. And they're all dope, and I have so many that I still want to post, but I'm just going to wait till those go up on the magazine. But we got a sneak peek on the IG handle, so make sure you guys check those out as well.
It was too many pictures to post, bro. Like, it was great pictures.
But there were so many good ones. It's so hard to choose.
I can't just say, I'm going to choose this one for the gram. I'm going to choose this one for social outlets. No, I couldn't. They're all too dope.
They're all great.
So, how was your weekend, Drea?
My weekend was great. A lot of work.
Hey, real quick. Do you know the phone number to 305 Radio?
You know the number to 305 Radio.
I currently might or might not know the number to 305.
You had it on your IG.
I did. Mm-hmm. I have it on the IG for 305 Radio.
So, guys, as you know, we're just kicking off the show. We've had a couple of guests so far, but make sure you guys follow at 305 Radio. All the information is there, as George has posted. That number is 305-791-3054. Once again, that number is 305-791-3054. If you want to call in, we definitely appreciate all of your comments and questions and input, so make sure you hit us up.
I can't get over that video.
And you guys definitely have to check out that video.
Oh, man. It'll
I'm going to get you back.
You will. One day. But I'll throw this at you. So aside from that, a couple of things we have going on, man. So 305 Radio has done some pretty good moves, man. I gotta admit. You know, we've interviewed quite a good assortment of people. It's like a jambalaya of Miami.
And we want to give a shout out to all of our loyal listeners, to all the supporters, absolutely, everybody who's already following us, and everybody who's going to follow us on the social media.
Those that we don't know are following us.
It's crazy. We've had such a great reaction from everybody. And I mean, we do this for you guys. So thank you to everybody who's come on the show. Thank you to everybody who is willing to come on in the future. Big things happening, man, for the community.
We have a lot of people coming. I mean, let me pull out the calendar. So next week, we have Carlos and Colossus from the Miami Spotlight Show coming, and they have a Memorial Day weekend event coming.
It's a huge event.
So this Memorial Day weekend,
it's the eighth annual, by the way.
Eighth annual barbecue that they have, and it's at Jolt Radio. Which, shout out to Jolt Radio.
That's at 3454 Northwest 7th Ave in Miami, 33427.
So they're going to have a lot of performances. They're going to have Piccolo. Shout out to Piccolo. Shout out to
THC Crew.
Who else is coming out there? You got the flag?
A lot of people, and it's sponsored by a lot of great names as well. I mean, everybody's coming together for this. We got Mr. Cream that's going to be out there.
Shout out to DJ Effect and Mr. Cream, for real.
DJ Raw, I believe, is going to be there.
The old school, the OG.
Yep.
Mr. Hoodstock himself, DJ Raw.
That's crazy, man. He's still doing it.
Man, let me tell you. Let me tell y'all something. If a lot of you guys don't know who DJ Raw is, I suggest you Google under news. You know when you have your Google, you have images, y esto lo otro? Go to news and put DJ Raw Miami. Get ready. That's a piece of history. Don't get me wrong. I know homie don't want to relive that nonsense. But DJ Raw was making huge moves. He had a school bus transformed into a radio station, parked it next to 99 Jams, and bumped his radio station off their towers. Genius. Then we had How Can I Be Down, which was an annual, you know, like, you know, Revolt comes every year now. And it's like a convention, like a biz type deal.
Right.
So they have that going, and this is where it gets crazy because those people have never been over the bridge, right? And I interviewed the guy that had done the How Can I Be Down. It was a good guy, cool guy. His head was like going 1,000 miles a minute, all about money, right? And this idea spawned, that just dawns on DJ Raw. I'm going to do that for the hood.
Right.
Yo, everyone from every hood. If you ever see, you ever seen the old school movie Warriors?
I love that movie.
Man. X out the part they take out this dude, but it's just all love. Everyone from every hood comes out.
That's so dope.
Just, you had performances by Helter Skelter, Buckshot. You had hip-hop at its finest, like all these old school, we would consider like the
for me the best time in hip-hop, yeah, you know,
like those 80s 90s MCs, they all came out. Yo, it was all put up with drug money, yo. No, let me tell you,
well, at least it was used for a good cause.
Yo, but guys don't do that nowadays. You know what I mean? And shout out to DJ Raw, man. His story is an incredible story to me, man. He's influenced a lot of people in Miami. He's had an effect on everyone, so he's gonna be there. Big shout out to Colossus. You know he's going to be putting out, right? You know what they're going to be showing.
The documentary.
The people you can meet. Some of the actors from his...
What is it called? Murder Gardens?
Murder Gardens.
Murder Gardens.
Season one. So it's based on true events. You know what I mean? So just keep a lookout for that. Murder Gardens. You could YouTube that. I know they have the trailer out. So I'll put that on 305 Magazine later this week. Yo, I'll have a big update coming up this week. So... stay tuned.
Stay tuned, everybody.
What else do we got?
So that event is actually also hosted by Mario Ramil. He's a comedian.
Okay.
So there's going to be a little bit of everything for everyone. Make sure you guys follow at the Miami Spotlight Show on IG. Yeah. We also have some announcements with Day by Day Lifestyles. We got the Scavenger Hunt that's actually by Good Looking Gang, and it's hosted by Day Lifestyles.
Nice.
So you want to make sure you guys check that out. All the information is on Eventbrite. You can follow at DBD_Inc. All the flyers for all of the upcoming events are on there, so you can find all the information there. We got the 710 Scavenger Hunt After Party, also from Good Looking Gang, that same day, so you know it's going to be lit. If anybody's come out to any of the DBD events, you know what I'm talking about.
Man, listen, I've gone to a few, to a couple. That's two.
A few.
I almost have more than two here. I went to two events. Listen.
I don't
even know where to begin with these events, bro. But it always starts off really, really like iconic movie type deal. And then all of a sudden I look around and I feel like I'm about to go to jail. No, I'm kidding. It's always a good event, man. Last time they had God knows how many people going on stage. But they were all dope.
Lots of performers.
They weren't dope. They were pretty good. you know what other events we have going? Excuse me.
Yeah, while you eat little lollipop.
My bad, yo. This
shout out to High Bros, by the way, who also supports the show.
What a heat up. the whole point I was trying to make... 305 Magazine is now one of the official sponsors of a Memorial Day Rideout. It's going to be Monday, May 28th. It's going to be a free event. Registration is required, though. So for those of you that do want to know any more about this event, please hit us up or go to _SECC_. And that's going to be at on the gram. It's Street Elements Car Club. So for those of you that have any questions, they want to sign up for this ride out, go to Street Elements Car Club. Just Google it. Look it up on the gram. Look it up on Twitter. Look it up on Facebook. Look it up everywhere. Just pick up your phone and let's do that damn thing. But for real, no. You could definitely check them out. We're one of the sponsors. I can't wait to go on that ride out, man. Last time we went on a ride out with Juice from Juice Heads Up Barbershop. Shout out to Juice. So this time around, it should be a different experience because, man, just different squads, different parts of town. But it's all a squad of cars, bro. That's the thing I love about these rideouts. It's so many different cars. So I'm looking forward to it. If you have a really nice car, anything you want to flaunt, go ahead and follow them on the gram. on anywhere that social media is available, you're going to go to Street Elements Car Club. And the con of all cons.
The con of all cons. Let me
get that, yo. Let me get
the phone. Nope.
Get your phone. Oh, you know what will happen if I get that phone. I'm going to start going through it.
I have to change my code all the time because of you.
Yes. You're lucky I'm not around looking at what
you're pushing. So, back to the con.
So, the con of all cons. You'll forward me that. I have that flyer somewhere.
So, the cons is CamaCon, it's InksCon, CannabisCon, all three big conventions.
Which con? Say it again. You didn't catch that.
Listen.
For those of you watching the live stream, you just saw this thing torpedoed in my face.
So back to the cons. I just sent it to you.
Okay.
He could give me a phone.
Jesus Christ, bro. This is what happens when... Go ahead. Anyone out there, ask for the other person's phone. Let me see that. Take off your lock and let me go through your phone.
Nope.
So... back to the point here, the con of all cons, the grand con. No, I'm kidding. This is this event is called The Cons. It's got CamCon, which is cameras.
It's basically a lot of models, different types of models, cam girls. That's the first industry that kind of started this event. Then the following year, they expanded to Inked. I believe one of...
So InkedCon is what?
Tattoos.
Tattoos. And the CannabisCon.
All three in one, and it's going to be at the SLS on Miami Beach.
So cam girls, tattoos, and cannabis. I mean, it sounds like a great idea.
It sounds like a great time.
Huh? Shoot, man, sign me up.
Well, we're covering the event, so make sure you guys come out, show love. There's going to be a lot of interesting things going around. There's a lot of people on an international level coming in just to celebrate this convention, and there's going to be a lot of different activities, a lot of different people that you definitely want to link up with. So,
you know, for me, one of the things I love about anything tattoo, like all these tattoo conventions, is the type of talent you have coming out there, man. So if you get a chance to come out there, I love covering these events just because of the artwork. I'm a big fan of tattoos. So if you go on 305magazine.com and the event coverage, all the exclusives, you see I'm always at these events. And a cannabis con, let's be real, that's never happened. Not here. Not yet. Till now. So I'm really curious about that.
That just goes to show, though, like how much the laws are changing within the state, you know, and even here in the county.
No, absolutely. Oh, well, that's nationwide, the laws are changing. You know, even in California.
Yeah, it was taking so long for Florida, but I mean, we're still making strides, you know?
I mean, I don't think it's going to be a big, giant change in everything. Like, you're not going to see everyone just all of a sudden walking around high as fuck. Excuse me. It's not like you're not going to see anything different than you already see now.
Right.
Because Miami is just one of those places. But now the CanCon, you know, man. Have you ever been to Exotica?
I have not been to any of those.
Exotica is coming in July.
But so, I've heard a lot about them.
Let me tell you. So these cons, let me tell you. The cons are coming May 29th to June 1st. So you have to register online. You have to visit the website, The Cons.
And that's CONS.
Exactly, CONS.biz. Or you could just follow them, The Cons Official, on Instagram. But this event itself, just to me, I know it's going to be huge. I can't wait. Are we covering all every day?
We are actually going to, it's open to the public, if I'm not mistaken, on May 31st, from a certain time to a certain time. But this is really just a convention for the actual influential industries of our lifetime. They're doing this convention just for all of them to see what moves they're going to make, you know, coming together as a whole. So it's open to the public on May 31st. Either way, you can find all that information on the cons.biz.
Okay. Shout out to the cons.
All the cons.
All the cons out there. You know what cons I love? I'm going to be really biased right now. Florida SuperCon. Man, I love the Florida Superdry.
Are you going there coming up soon?
I'm going. Listen, man. I love them. Like, I love that whole event. I've seen it grow from the Radisson to the beach to now Fort Lauderdale.
And it's huge.
That's what she said. Listen, it's ginormous. The event is a mob of people in one area with so many panels and artists and little, like, the people that draw the comics are there. So I'm a big fan.
Do you dress up?
No. I take pictures of that, though.
A lot of people dress up, though, right?
Listen, you think you've seen cool outfits on Halloween? This is nothing. That's Halloween's baby making. It's baby moves, kid. So when you get to a Florida Supercon, like your favorite games, I don't even know. I'm not really big on games right now. I don't have a console.
So Danny's gonna be so mad about that. Shout out to Gamertag Radio.
Shout out to Gamertag Radio, which I heard that snippet he said about Far Cry. Dope. So shout out to Danny and the crew for that. Really dope. Back to this. So you'll see people that they've worked on their outfits, on this costume for a whole year, just to look like an exact duplicate of a character in a game. And it baffles my mind. There's from the most extremely dope to the Jesus, he just put toilet paper around him and like that type of outfits, you know what I mean?
But, and everything in between.
Yeah, and then it's just a dope event. That's just my thing, man. So shout out to South Florida Supercon.
Who's your favorite character?
Of what? Oh, Kevin Conroy. I mean, the voice of Batman. Come on, yo.
I am the Bat.
No. That was the worst Batman ever. But I just love comics and movies and all that bullshit. You know, I love it.
And all that nerd, stuff, bro. You mean?
All that good stuff. All that good stuff. But we have so many things happening here. Hey, look, we got someone at the door.
Ooh. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, hey. Hey, guys, yeah, we're having a show. What's up? Yeah, thumbs up. I don't know what's going on, guys.
Sorry about that, guys.
Apparently, they wanted to come inside and start talking to us. We don't want to talk to you. No, I don't have no idea. Who is that?
Actually, we have coming up at our house, Backroom Sessions, and they're an awesome movement here in Miami. All about locals. So you guys definitely want to check them out. Stay tuned to our house. That's coming up next at 9 o'clock. Backroom Sessions is a performance and event venue, and basically they provide talent, services, visual and performing arts showcases. They also help manage artists. They do a lot of post-production, event designing, all kinds of stuff. And they have a really, really cool movement, and they're all about Miami, just like our house. So I'm so excited to have them on the show coming up next.
Shout out to Backroom Sessions.
Yep.
Dope. That's really dope. I mean, if you guys haven't noticed, we don't have a guest today.
We should bring him in.
Who? Oh, that's
who. Backroom Sessions.
So we're going to have Backroom Sessions on the show, but I warn you, I have two big-ass mics. Mm-hmm. So Jerry's going to go get Backroom Sessions. They're about to come inside. We're going to talk, chit-chat with them for a little bit. But for right now, if you have any questions, please hit us up and slide into my DMs, yo. Who are you kidding? It's at 305 Radio. My name's George. You have Drea and Will. Will's MIA right now. He's off doing God knows what MacGyver shit. Shout out to everyone that's listening. Follow us. And
switch it back on the side.
We have Backroom Sessions in.
Yes, we do.
Yo, that's got to be all the dopest tattoo in the world. Come here.
So happy to have you guys here.
So I can take
here?
A picture of this right now.
He said 305 Radio. We're like, okay.
So, hold on.
I was just telling him about Backroom Sessions.
Hey.
So we are actually live and on the air, and we have Backroom Sessions in the house. They're going to tell you a little bit more exactly about what it is that they do. But just to give you a little reference, they are a performance and event venue, but they're much, much more than that, and I can't wait till they tell you all about their movement. They provide a visual and performing arts showcase all over Miami. They're all about Miami. They got 305 tatted on their arms. So we're very happy to have you guys here. Go ahead and have a seat whenever you guys are ready.
Kind of like pause with a B.
Boss.
With a B instead of pause.
That's your name?
So once you guys are ready, Angie, if you want, go ahead and take it away and introduce yourself.
Well, my name's Angelina Rivero. I am part founder of Backroom Sessions. We started in Kendall. So it's a long story, but actually it starts with my partner, Boss Mason. So I don't know if...
And he's really the boss, right?
Yeah, honestly.
Hey, what's up? Is this live?
Yeah, you're on the air. Yeah, live it on the air.
Okay, hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, everybody? Hello, man.
So I love the fact your name's Boss.
Pleasure, man.
You know what I mean? If I had that name, get
it's
away.
It's actually spelled interestingly. It's B-A-U-S-E, not like B-O-S-S.
It's still Boss.
I always throw people off.
You know what that means, right? You walk around Rick Ross, like, Boss.
Oh, yeah. Another Miami boy. I love him.
Oh, yeah. So... thanks for jumping into the mix.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? We were just shooting the shit for a little bit, bro. You know what I mean?
Well, thank you so much for inviting us, Andrea. It's been so cool to see your movement too and what you're doing.
I appreciate
Miami
that
because Miami's.
That's right, Drea. Do it for Miami.
It's all about you guys.
No, honestly, it's all about Miami, to be honest, because we're like so diverse down here at the bottom of the map. Like,
feel free.
It's a city filled with, you know, immigrants and the children of immigrants who have created their own little culture within mm-hmm. the city, and like we're all super different, and like just right here, like I'm Peruvian Cuban, Boss is Mexican, Ariana's Nicaraguan,
Venezuela.
Six nationalities in one room. There's only five people here. So, like, tell me how that makes sense. Only in Miami does that happen.
You know, racism, I don't get it.
Me neither.
Like, yeah, I look at... Once you get past Broward, West Palm, mm-hmm. it's a different world.
It's a whole different world.
But the whole thing is, you know, I've been in different states, and you're like, yeah, because F this, F that, and they're... straight. I go, listen, I'm from Miami. We're all mutts. You go to Miami, everyone, there's no choice. You have to get along with everybody.
Oh, for sure.
And the only thing you can do is build. Because mm-hmm. you're wasting your time hating each other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're privileged right here. We don't know white America for its real, like...
And that's
what, real.
Listen.
It's crazy to even think about it, right?
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm going to say the most naive thing I can. I watch TV. I know what happens. No, I'm kidding. I don't watch TV. I just watch the news.
That's
sucks.
Enough.
Enough, right?
Yeah.
So, what got you guys doing Backroom Sessions? Like, what happened? Like,
tell me how it all started. Where
what
this
was the moment that
from?
You go, hey, let's do this?
It was during Art Basel in 2016. It was December 2nd. I was in my studio in Wynwood called U2S, which means up to something. I had just been, like, I had just got there for the first time. Like, not for the first time, but I'd newly been there. And everyone in that studio was, like, a big fish. Like, it was Finesse in Miami. He makes hats, and mm-hmm. he runs a good part of it. Norma Now, which she did Peach Fuzz when it was in Grand Central. It's still going on now. She's another big event producer.
Is it still going on?
Peach Fuzz.
It's
1806.
Yeah.
It's 1806 now. So, she has somewhere else. There's a lot of, like, big people coming out of U2S and kind of felt, like, super small in there. So during Art Basel, instead of going out, I was like, all right, let me just kind of, like, create something. So by the time it's next year, I can, like, be part of all this.
Right.
And then I created a to-do list, and it was, like, a bunch of different things. It was, like, at the top, it was, like, do a flag football tournament for a bunch of kids at my old elementary. Second one was do a fundraiser for my boy who had just gotten in a car accident. Shout out Nelson. He's good. He's walking now.
Good.
Shout out Nelson.
Shout out Nelson, man.
Get ready to run, son.
The other one was like fly my homegirl out from LA to Miami. She checked that off. And then the last one down the list was create a talent showcase in Miami. And
incredible.
It was like the last thing. I was like, all right, let's do a new era of the Fish House, which is our parents' restaurant. Let's bring in some millennials. Let's do like a multi-genre showcase. And it was just, you know.
And that's
basics.
Kind of really where it all popped off, right?
So you guys related?
No.
You said your parents.
Her parents.
So my parents, the Fish House is a restaurant in the heart of Westchester. It's been there for about 23 years now.
Shout out to Westchester.
That's my home. I live like 2 blocks from the fish house. So one day after, we used to box together at Thump. Boxing.
Shout out Dope. Thump.
Yeah. Side note, none of them look like they're boxers.
They're
boxers. Hey,
she got these 360 kicks out of
me.
So scared. we would be, after the gym, we would hang out. And one time I invited him over to my parents' restaurant, the Fish House, because we have a really groovy blues night every Thursday.
Okay.
So I brought him over to the back room. It's called the back room of the restaurant. And there's like this incredible culture in there that he immediately like vibed with. And he's like, this is a perfect spot to have that show that he was thinking of having.
Yeah. Dope.
Mm-hmm. So I reached out to her. She made the plan December 2nd, pitched it to her December 4th, asked her parents, and then we made the first show December 27th. So we planned in like 25 days.
Nice.
And yeah, and the restaurant.
And it consisted of literally Rudy calling some of his artistic friends we knew from high school, like, hey, we're going to do a show this day. Are you available? Or come through. He called up like some dancers, like a poet. Yeah.
And it's so beautiful to see that happening in our community. That's very similar to, like, our stories and, you know, our journey. And I think that's why we relate to each other so much, because we definitely understand, like, how much it really takes to, like, get to that point. Mm-hmm. And it's great to see that, because Miami has, like, this stereotype that, like, it's all haters and this and that and everybody's mean and nobody loves each other. And, like, it's on the contrary. I see a lot of unity in the community, especially lately. And it's because of people like you.
Especially lately. We grew up in that Miami where it's, like, you know, like, we're too cool to care, too cool to dance, like too cool to love, like but we're finally like breaking free from that, like, you know, it was like kind of just step on everyone to make it to the top.
it was tough to break through that mold though.
Because we're still breaking through it, but like now it's like for the first time, like there's like a shimmering light, like, you know, everyone kind of sees it too. And it's like, all right, you know, we kind of want meaning behind everything now.
Absolutely.
Everyone got tired of like just, you know, nothingness.
You know, you know, they would love like Kenita.
Well, you guys had El Pulguero over the weekend at Esquina de Abuela.
Yeah.
Shout out to Esquina de Abuela.
I was like, I'm looking at going,
shout out to Fabian.
Like,
shout out Fabian.
Straight
out.
Shout out
to Fabian. Fabian, like, DM'd me when he saw this, and he's like, that's a great pro. I'm like, that's so random. Like, he would, like, tell me that, but, yo, shout out Fabian. I see you.
For sure, man. It's crazy. And you see that? He had no idea, but we've been
here. I have ESPN.
That's one of those venues that we're really trying to, like, you know, like make it happen with. We have a couple, but that's one of those.
Me too, and I definitely support that movement 100%. So whatever you guys need on our end, definitely let us know. But tell me more about El Pulguero and what you guys did there, because like I said, you're not just focused on, you know, the community and events. You do so much. So I want to kind of go through every angle of what you guys do on that.
For sure. Well, after that first show, it was multi-genre, right? We had a comedian, we had a poet, we had a rapper, we had a band. It was like all over the place. Also, like, artists would put their paintings on the walls. So then, and I think we even had fashion at the first show. Yeah. Like someone like
sculptures,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, sculptures. We had the like clothespin of like
super,
someone, like,
super multi-genre. And so once we realized how much demand there was for these kinds of shows, it started becoming like, okay, let's do a show just for the rappers. Let's do a show just for the poets.
Right.
So now we have 6 backroom brands that they cater to each one of these different areas.
That's amazing.
And one of them is El Pulguero. So we have El Pulguero that...
Oye. That's so Miami.
Tell me about...
Yeah. What is El Pulguero?
What's El Pulguero? Let's start off. For those that don't know, El Pulguero is the flea market in Spanish.
It's a flea market. It's a flea market.
It's our name for the vendors in Miami. It's like a vendor show. We invite everybody who wants, you know, has their little businesses in Miami and they want to make it big. So we invite them to table and then we have some live entertainment to go with it.
Dope.
Yeah, it was pretty cool because there was also a poet called Sweet Honey. Shout out Sweet Honey.
Shout out Sweet Honey.
She was doing it like freestyle writing for like $5.
Dope.
Piece.
And
so
it was like off
the
top.
Amazing.
Shout out to that crazy name. Sweet Honey on the stage.
Oh, yeah, if you heard it.
Sweet Honey to the stage.
Just
bring your
$5.
So right around volume 3, to give you guys a little more context about this lady right here, we actually, volume 2, going back, so volume 2, Ariana came as a spectator, Ariana Terán, and she, like, literally the next day after volume 2, we get an email, "Hi, I'm Ariana Terán, I would love to be a part of the next show," and we're like, "For sure, come through," and then after that, like, this girl has been part of, like, the main team of Backroom Sessions. She's an extremely talented photographer and videographer, and she now, like, leads our visuals department as part of it.
Epa, shout out to you.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah, it was pretty much, like, my brother hit me up about this, like, cool event, showing, like, local talent and stuff like that, and I mean, I was always, like, into that, so I was just, but there was never a place that really did that, so, and, I mean, as soon as I heard about it, I was like, I already like it, yeah, so I just went to Volume 2. I took some pictures, and then
thank you.
And then, yeah, then I just wanted to be in it forever, honestly. So
where can they find you on social media and just check out your work?
So yeah, you can find me on Ariana Terán, ArianaTeran. And yeah. That's where all my work is. I mean, you could just tune into Backroom Sessions as
well. Yeah, you just see her stuff on Backroom.
Well, let's do this. If you guys, real quick, could just show your... If everyone would just point your camera to here.
Yeah.
That way...
Yeah.
For the thing is, you could go back and download the video from today's show. And you could see us live if you want as well.
Underground radio.
Nice.
All right? So go ahead and just give it a quick snapshot. So we could keep doing this thing.
You're on Backroom, right?
No, my phone died.
Your phone? I got off Backroom. You're back on Backroom.
For those of you that are listening to us in this jibber jabber that we're doing, go ahead and check out our Instagram real quick at 305 Radio. I'm about to post the dopest tattoos. I mean,
shout out Tattoo Panda for those tattoos.
Yo, shout out Tattoo Panda. Shout out everyone. Shout out everyone.
We'll get so close. So this is...
So that was volume 2.
Right. And then it became volume 3. Volume 4, we started doing, like... We started getting crazy with volume 4. We did, like... Was it that volume that we started doing the different stages?
Volume 4, yes.
Volume 4.
Yeah.
So there was a storage room that we used to use for the fish house right next to the back room. And for the longest, back in the 90s, it was like a gift shop where, like,
the 90s? The early 90s?
The fish house has been around for
I've
a
seen
minute.
Cocaine Cowboys.
Okay. So we decided that space right next to the back room was, like, just being, like, wasted. So we decided to gut the entire place. And you can ask these guys, it was a process.
Yeah.
Like, I think the whole summer, it was like a couple months that we spent, like, gutting out that place, sending everything to a storage unit, and we basically rebuilt it from scratch. He and his family rebuilt it and made it a gallery. So by volume 4, we launched it. It didn't have AC.
You guys even built, like, the stages with, like...
We built stages. Yeah. We have footage of everything from the beginning.
That's so dope.
Everything.
Yeah. So then after that, after volume 4, we started using that space as, like, the acoustics and poets stage.
Mm-hmm.
So it was basically, like, a different vibe from the back room. So people were, like, able to, like, switch up the energy or whatever they wanted to see. Like, okay, let's go check out what's going on over there. And we also had a stage outside for bands. So it was, like, full-fledged and, like,
everywhere.
We were going crazy. That was the first time that it was, like, whoa, what are we doing? Like, this is insane. And like, I think by volume 5, there was, like, 80-something artists on the lineup between visuals and performing.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
And it was really hot. So shout out all the artists that were playing out there in the heat.
Yeah. And the spectators, too. They're all starting, but they stuck around. That's the beauty of it, because you have people coming to see their friends perform. You know, like, everybody that's out there, it's because they have, like, a cousin or, like, a sister or, like, a best friend that's on the stage.
Somebody that's, yeah.
Exactly. And so you want to support that. You want to see them, you know, practice what they really love doing. And that's where we've really found our success. Like, just giving artists a platform to do what they love, and everybody else will come to see it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But not only that, like, may I add that it's just the whole energy in itself, the whole vibe, like, the people coming through, everybody... everybody's in for the same thing. So everybody supports each other no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like, you get so many artists that you see grow. And, like, in some of the shows, people forget their lyrics on stage. And, like, in other places, I mean, I've witnessed people just, like, be awkward, be silent. But, like, in backroom, you'll have those people that are just there, like, to support you right there in the moment. Like, it's okay. Like, keep going, you know. Like, you could do it.
Or they laugh it off with you and just make you feel comfortable about it, you know. Like, try it again. Start from the top, you know.
That's something you can't find, like, everywhere. So, like, I don't know. Finding backroom was probably, like, the best thing ever, you know. So
what was, how many volumes are you guys going through right now?
We're going on 8 now.
When's the next one?
It's June 23rd.
June 23rd.
We actually haven't announced this to the public, but you guys are funny.
Exclusive.
Esquina de Abuela.
Another exclusive.
Esquina de Abuela.
Oh man, I love that
magical
place. Listen, Esquina de Abuela is like where unicorns were born.
It's magical. It really is.
With guayaberas.
Yeah. That's good. The idea is to make that one of the big hubs for, like,
love it. It's gonna happen. I mean, it's already done.
Yeah.
That's it.
Airbnb now.
Yeah.
Well. Let's not talk about his personal business. let's get back into the whole point of the event.
Yeah. So
June 23rd.
June 23rd. Exactly. Okay.
So who's gonna be headlining? What's going on with that?
We do have the lineup, but it hasn't been released yet.
Okay.
There are some of our, like, we've met so many incredible artists through this journey. So every volume, we just try to bring, like, some of the best cream of the crop together and just, like, give people an incredible show. Because it's really, like, just such an incredible experience to see these people. Like, you would never expect it. Sometimes we find gold. Yeah. Gold out of a show that we, you know, like, we randomly throw together a couple artists that, like,
I have a couple of backroom sessions favorites.
Really?
I'm not going to say who. There's so many, but I do have a couple of favorites. I had Danny Suarez
thickens.
On the show last week. Nice. Michael Corey's coming up soon. Spaz. Spaz is definitely one of my top.
Yeah.
So
he's so talented.
There's so many.
That one's actually he's kind of like on the historic part of Backroom too, because our first hip hop show that was just purely hip hop artists, he was featured on it. Spaz.
He's dope.
Yeah.
Super dope.
Shout out to Spaz.
Shout out to
Spaz. That's good stuff.
So tell me more. What can we expect from you guys? What are you guys working on? Tell me about the website, because I know you guys have a lot of information on there.
That's
and
funny.
You guys
actually
have a lot of pictures.
Actually just finished the website, like,
it's amazing.
Like,
I love the colors.
Like, yeah,
I love all the sections.
Everything.
It's dope. I love it.
Awesome. That's cool. I'm really happy to hear that. Just finished that. Like, I was working on that up to, like,
perfect. I'm ready. I've been ready for this.
That's what's up. But yeah, I mean, backroom sessions, like, our main mantra is put the bottom of the map on the map. That's the main thing we're trying to do here.
305.
Where we're kind of just trying to show highlight the talent that's down here. We feel like you know, everyone either moves to New York or California, and these places have become either too saturated or, you know, like, it's not as organic as it once was, and I think people are, like, too stuck on trying to leave Miami, so we're kind of trying to make it, like, you know, this is your home.
Bring it back.
Stay your home.
Bring the love back to the community.
And dirty south, you get me? Like, we're next. Atlanta just blew up, so it's, like, geographically, it's moving.
Yeah.
It's moving down.
Definitely.
Here, so, you know.
It's here.
It's here.
We have all
it's
the
here.
Sauce down here, like, all
yeah.
of the
all
true.
The sauce.
It's true. The good stuff.
Yeah. And again, nothing like Miami has ever existed before. Like, you know, we have all these cultures that are coming from all these different places that would have never met otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
They're having offspring, and we're the first generation Americans that have our own culture, our own lingo, have our own, like, you know, way
accent.
Of being, like, you know, like, everything, our own accent, you know. South Florida is
that's so crazy, because you travel
thing.
And, like, they know you're from Miami no matter what country you're really from.
I went to Orlando and some guy was like, oh, you're from Miami, right? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, no, specifically from Kendall, right? And I'm like, how do you know? He's like, I can tell by your accent. I'm like, well, what do you mean?
Yeah,
like, bro.
Like, bro. If you're from Kendall or from Hialeah, or if you're like,
shout out Kendall.
Yeah, Kendall just talking to you, like, bro.
But that's where we started. But now we're expanding. Now we have we've actually worked out a couple gigs with certain Miami venues on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
So if you ever need your fix of Backroom, like, weekly, every Wednesday we're on South Beach at the Jezebel.
Sorry.
At the Jezebel?
Yeah, Jezebel is like this beautiful, beautiful bar right off of Lincoln's Road.
Lincoln so cozy.
Road. It's like this.
It's so cozy.
It's like full, like living room vibes. Yeah. And the shows there are super nice. And we have multi-genre, so it'll be like poet, rapper, bands, all kinds of stuff. And we actually have a house jazz band there. Yeah. So
mainly
the jazz.
Jazz
is like, whew, incredible. There's some students from UM. Mm. Shout out the U. And
the U.
I'm from FSU, so it's like.
It's hold on. Yeah, let's rewind that.
Get out.
Did someone from FSU just say, shout out to you?
Yeah, I love Miami. That's how much I love Miami.
I love it.
That's how you know.
I love it. And then after every Wednesday we're there, and then every Sunday we're at Sidebar and Brickle right around here. Actually.
Of course, yeah.
You do Real Exposure on Sundays, or that's just tell me more about that.
So Real Exposure is one of those six brands. And
okay.
We do it like every once in a while, for a couple of months, we'll plan a Sunday to do a Real Exposure. We did it at Sidebar. It was delicious.
All right, so Sidebar is every Sunday.
Sidebar is every Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then the third one.
Lincoln's Beer Brewery, which will be this week. And that one, we do it the third Thursday of the month.
Okay. What's going on over there, though?
So same thing. We have a vendor market outside. We put on local performances. And that's basically our gimmick every time. The vendors for the local brands, multi-genre showcase of, let's say, five artists. You mm-hmm. Nice per event. And then the art everywhere.
Nice.
So we bring the visual, the performing, and then the vendors.
Nice.
Tell me about the vendors. Mm-hmm. You got some pretty dope vendors on your lineup, too.
Vendors.
Shout out to Love
Home.
Love Home.
Love
Home. Shout out to Love Home. They're always there. Always rep.
I promise you, I've never seen, like, a group of people just grind so hard in their
work
life.
So hard.
They are like,
and for such a great cause,
time.
Or
such
cause is,
yeah.
Because it's not just for one thing.
Where your cause.
Shout out to at Where Love Hope on the gram,
yes.
By the way.
Yeah.
But tell me about the vendors and just what you guys provide for them as far as the platform.
Vendors, yeah.
They're welcome to every single one of our shows to come out and expand their brands to our audience.
Yeah, we don't take no percentage, you know, we let them make their money. We're just happy with people networking, people making their money, and people getting their brand out there. If they don't have tables, we'll provide tables. If they don't have linen,
yeah.
We'll provide the linen.
So if there's a local vendor out there that might want to participate, how can they get a hold
please
of you guys?
You can DM us directly through the Instagram.
That's 2018, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Like, Instagram is a huge pull.
Instant, huh?
Yeah, it's instant.
It's
yeah,
crazy.
Like, it's how you do business.
We've had so many
yeah.
of our
absolutely.
Artists sign up.
How you do
we've come to a pool of about 400 artists from just Instagram DMs.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. But yeah, I mean, that's how you get a community going,
yeah.
Like social media.
Anyone wants to get involved, they can DM us, they can email us, and this goes like, you can be a magician or a fire spinner. I've been looking for magicians involving one.
Nice.
Like, we've had fire spinners, we've had b-boys.
Well, you guys do a comedy thing too, right?
Comedy,
yeah. All right, so wait.
Comedy AF.
We're a little bit all over the place.
Yeah.
So let's start off with this. Name me the six brands.
Gotcha. Hey. Explicit. It's probably
hip-hop.
The strongest. Hip-hop.
Acoustics and Poets.
Pretty self-explanatory. We have Comedy AF.
Comedians.
Okay.
Right. What does the AF stand for?
He's gonna say that already? I don't know. But,
no. Listen, we fuck up all the time.
Comedy as fuck.
Kendall's fuck.
And shouts out to Luis Diaz and Mikey Bermudez the second.
Mikey Bermudez.
Changed his name recently. But yeah, they're the comedians that helped us like spearhead that project.
Dope.
Then we have Soundcheck, which is one of my favorites.
Bands.
It's all bands, like, from the bottom of the map. These guys are, like...
All genres?
All genres.
Dope.
We've had jazz bands next to, like, a heavy metal band.
Dope.
Next to, like
some, like, screamo
nice.
From, like, this
yeah.
dude.
Wow.
Like a rapper. Like,
dude, yeah. I love the Soundcheck shows. And then we have...
Mosh Pits. Sorry.
Mosh Pits.
Mosh Pits. Yeah. You guys have heard of El Pulguero?
Yes.
Which is for the vendors. And then Real Exposure, which is where we show... It's Real, R-E-E-L. Like,
mm-hmm.
Real, like a real film reel. And it's where we show short films and music videos. Because there's so many artists that have these dope music videos. And, I mean, the only place they're really being circulated is online. So we wanted to gather people together to show them on a big screen.
Right.
You know?
So and I've been to one of those, yeah. So yeah. I mean, I've had that experience, and it's truly great. I actually ran into Danny from Gamertag Radio.
Yeah, you showed Danny's got documentary there, right?
Yeah. That's right. We showed the first 15 minutes. Such a good documentary.
Oh man, it's an excellent documentary. You know, we had him on the show.
I'm so sorry to have to cut you off, but I need to wrap it up to go ahead and switch over to the next show. But we're gonna go ahead and take it around the table one more time. Give out your social media information where they can find you guys, and you the same. Thing.
Mm-hmm. No, you guys go first. Go ahead.
Hey. Well, my name is Ariana Terran. You can find me at Ariana Terran, ArianaTerran, on the media and honestly anywhere. I'm just Ariana Terran everywhere. And I just want to thank you guys for having us here.
Thank you for joining us.
What you're doing for Miami is great.
Yes.
Again, I'm Angie. I don't really use my social media very much. I'm basically on the backroom one all the time. Mm-hmm. So you can follow us at Backroom Sessions, MIA.
There you go, bam.
Yeah, and then my name is Boss Mason, BausseMason. You can find me at Boss Mason on Instagram. But again, mainly Backroom Sessions, MIA. You'll find either me or Angie there.
He forgot to mention that he's like a dope rapper himself.
No way.
Hold on. So, we have a rule here, son. You gotta spit 16.
We ran out of time. When are we coming back? So we can get
I hear 16 excuses.
Coming up next. So.
I heard 16 excuses.
Talk to Adi.
No. So, how about this? Next time you come on the show, we're starting with 16.
Yeah, all right.
32.
Listen, if you come, you gotta spit 16.
I'll do it. I got 32.
You're my witness. Angie's my witness. So, you guys, I'm gonna get 16 bars from. Oh man, it's gonna be good. So, you guys could come out. I'll give you guys a date. You coming back.
Yeah, I want to hear 16. Stop about the music.
Write her stuff. Get your bars together.
Hey.
Website?
BackroomSessionsMIA.com.
Check it out.
Big thank you for Backroom Sessions for walking into the session today. It was very dope. Man, you guys are doing a lot of good things for the city. I love this. I have to have you guys back for sure. And, like, not do half a show. You know what I mean? But for those of you listening, thank you very much for tuning in. My name is George.
Shout out to
Will. My man is hiking in Utah, some Zion something, God knows what, and he's doing MacGyver shit. He's gonna save his boys.
He's gonna bring back some dope pictures for us. No, so
he's gonna,
I'm
he better
excited.
Bring back some meat if he hunts. That's what I'm saying. But I just want to say thank you for Backroom Sessions, for coming out to 305 Radio, part of 305 Magazine. My name's George with 305 Magazine, and I just I'm glad today happened. You guys are dope. Looking forward to everything with you guys. And then we have Dre here, the master of taking mics to the head.
Thank you to Backroom Sessions. Make sure you guys stay tuned to 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine, on your number one underground station, MiamiUndergroundRadio.com.